Hi, I'm Nicole Parker, and welcome to Earwolf Presents. Each week, Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts. Today, you'll hear an episode of my show, The Neighborhood Listen. Each week, my co-host, the fantastic Paul F. Tompkins, and I improvise our way through the fictional town of Dignity Falls. I play Joan Pedestrian, the top realtor in Dignity Falls, and Paul plays Burnt Me a Payday, the local pharmacist. Brett Morris, our audio engineer, plays Joan's husband, Doug. And yes, Doug did take Joan's last name. Each week, special guests join us as unique characters in a completely improvised interview explaining bizarre posts from a certain neighborhood's social networking app. In this episode, you'll hear Burnt's key takeaways from quarantining and Doug and Joan's ongoing home renovations project. Plus, stand-up comedian Alice Wetterland joins us as a special guest playing the character Alessia. She explains how a terrifying toenail curse has changed her life. If you want to listen to more episodes, The Neighborhood Listen Season 3 is out now for free. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free versions or to binge Season 3 of The Neighborhood Listen, go to Stitcher Premium. Enjoy the show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Burnt.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Well, welcome to The Neighborhood Listen. We are back.
Hello, everybody. Did you miss us?
I hope they did. I hope people said there's been no Neighborhood Listen lately, and I'm very sad.
I do, too, because I was sad that there wasn't any, but boy, did things get busy.
Things got, you know what's funny? Here's what's funny, Joan, is that things got busy and they got slow at the same time. Isn't that interesting how life does that?
I was going to say that, and I have missed you in my life completing my thoughts.
Joan, it's been a while since I've completed anyone's thoughts, and I miss doing it. I miss doing it.
Let's just catch everyone up. So obviously, you know, we're still dealing with a lot of changes in the world. I had a wonderful moment when I got to go into the pharmacy and Burnt administered my vaccination.
That's
Burnt,
right.
That was such a special moment. It was the first time I'd seen you. Burnt used to come and hang out outside the glass sit on our porch.
Yes.
Just rock, and I would sit inside, and we would just chat through the glass loudly. We have very expensive glass, so we had to shout. I don't know why we didn't just talk on our phones.
I don't know why either, or we could have gone around the side where there was a screen.
We could have sat outside with
Matt. But you know what? Better safe than sorry. And I proudly administered both doses of your vaccine, and it was a special moment because I'd never seen your upper arms before.
Well, and I've been working on them.
Well, and it shows.
And you also saw the tattoo.
You broke the first needle.
That's correct.
Couldn't get it in there. It was just too solid.
You said you'd never seen that happen in your life.
Never. And I pray to God I never see it again.
It was disturbing, yes. I have to say, for everyone else waiting in line as well.
I'm sorry. Did you say yes?
Oh, Doug, everybody, you all know my husband, Doug. He's our engineer.
Hello.
Should we back up just a little bit and introduce ourselves? Because there might be people listening for the first time.
I think we should. Okay. Sorry, Joe, you want to go first? Is this?
Doug. We'll get to you, Doug.
Is this how I talk, Burnt? I don't even remember.
That's your voice. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank God. I was like, what do I sound like?
I think this is mine, right?
I'm pretty sure it's yours.
Okay, good. It feels like it. It's sort of muscle memory in my throat.
That's right.
Joan, you go ahead.
Well, my name is Joan Pedestrian. You probably have seen my face on benches and the sides of buses and those little pads of paper that I drop off all the time. Not into tooting my own horn. Although I don't know, maybe after this year, maybe I'll toot it a little more these days. But I am a top realtor here in Dignity Falls, and I just want to put you in a home. A home that is like for a burgeoning family.
Alarming,
oh no,
for our elderly listeners.
That came out very wrong.
I am Burnt Me a Payday. I am a pharmacist at the CVS, local CVS. And that is it for me. I am single and not looking to mingle. I am, I guess I'm a curious fellow, according to what a lot of people tell me, but I don't see it myself. I live in an apartment with a broken Murphy bed. And
no, after this entire year.
We'll get into it, but yes, it's still
broken.
But anyways,
that's who we are.
And I still have Connie, my ventriloquist dummy with a broken jaw.
And I still have the twins, and I have a daughter. Matt and Vickay. That's right. Those are their names today. And then I have a daughter named Jalliope who had to do her last year of high school in my home. And I just can't, Bernd. I just can't.
I can't imagine.
And my husband, Doug, I'll tell you what we've done. One of the things that we've done over the last year is we redid all the rooms, all new themes. And we added some.
Wow. What?
Guess what? There's new rooms coming your way. In fact, Doug, where are you today?
I'm in the cigar shop.
This is Doug, our engineer and Joan's husband. And I take it from what Doug just said, you now have a retail establishment in your home.
Well, you know, I read that. I read that great, you know, that book that plays based on Barbara Streisand's book about how she had an indoor mall underneath her home. And yes. I told Doug about that and he just ran with that concept.
Mm-hmm. And so is this underground? Is this underneath the home?
Yes.
It is. Deep underneath, yeah.
Is it, so below the wine cave then?
Well, yes.
Diagonal from that.
Right.
Diagonal above or below, Doug?
Unclear. I mean,
we brought people in to build it. We don't know all the details, but that was...
But you know where you are in space, right? So if you enter this place, then you have some sense of if you're above or below the wine cave.
Although, wasn't the wine cave the one where you did lose all sense of space and time? I feel like there was one room that where you just had no idea what was happening.
Well, it was pitch black down there, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, it was. And there were symbols and runes on the wall. I mean, I could not tell you space and time in once you get that deep.
Right.
But the cigar shop is really different.
It's so charming.
Different vibe entirely.
Oh, completely.
Very comfortable.
Yes. It's
different vibe than the mystical wine cave. Would you say that? Do you have employees there?
It's just me.
Okay, so
yes,
so
self-employed.
So if Joan feels like a cigar, she would go down there and you'd hop behind the counter and you'd sell her one?
Yeah, I go down there as a customer all the time. It's real fun. I dress up in an outfit. I choose a character.
Well, of course, Joan, as many will know, is Dignity Falls' number one community thespian.
That's working on a point of sale system. It's not completely
Doug's still talking
together.
About the cigar shop.
Yeah.
Go on. It's very cute what he's done. It's really beautiful.
It's fascinating. It's
also very expensive. And I'm not quite sure we have a really good, we don't have a good business model at all for this thing. I'll tell you what. Mm-mm.
Well, you're just getting started. how many, it's pretty stocked, the cigar shop?
I would say it's less than stocked. I'm working on the stock.
How many?
I got one very expensive cigar currently.
It's like the crown jewels. It's lit on a podium in the middle of the store.
So the cigar shop consists right now of just the one cigar.
One cigar, and then Joan buys it, and I buy it back.
Right, and he keeps...
We're working out the kinks before we go public.
Does then Joan get behind the counter as the salesperson to buy it back?
No, that's more of a barter or, you know, just more under the table.
He doesn't want to talk about it because it gets a little role play and it's actually been fun, but it's not really appropriate for the podcast.
I have to train you on the system and everything.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Anyways, look, I'm sorry. So, Bert, I want to talk really quickly about how you've been alone for a year and I would have thought this would have actually brought you out of your shell a little bit and want to mingle. And you're saying you're still not itching to be with someone, huh? Didn't crave the human connection during this past year?
No, I didn't at all. Isn't that funny? I mean, we did have the occasional visit and that was nice. But overall, there was a sort of peace that came over me where I felt like, yes, this is right and good. This is how things should be. And when the mask mandate started being lifted and the vaccines were administered, I wept. I thought I don't think this is right. And And, you know, I really struggled with it. I really struggled with leaving my apartment and leaving Connie. And I didn't know. I forgot how to ride a bike, which that's not supposed to happen.
Oh, well, and you're Mr. Bike Rider.
I love riding my bike. Ever since I sold my nitro burning funny car, I love to bike. My calves have deteriorated.
Oh, they were your best feature, Bernd.
They were. My calves were the envy of many. But now
I wouldn't have been able to get a needle through those back in the day. I'll tell you.
Oh, not for lack of trying. if that fits. But I did notice that I have trouble walking now. I sink. Well, because my calves have deteriorated so much, I sort of sink down with each step. Like I'm walking in sand.
Oh, Bernd, I need to know, what did you do? What did Bernd Mia Payday do every day during this time?
There was a lot of contemplative meditation. There was a lot of just staring. I watched The Crown. I did start to hear voices, and the voice was always the same. It was my voice saying, "This is your voice. This is your voice." And it was disturbing. And then it started to become comforting. And I started to answer the voice back. I would say, "This is your voice." And I would say, "I know." And then we laughed, me and the voice. I remember I started to see things outside my window. And of course, I live way up high in the building. And
you do, in that medieval themed building.
Yes. And it was sort of like a person hovering right outside the window. And finally, after I would say 60 nights of this, I finally went to the window and said, "Who are you?" And this figure said, "You know who I am." And I said, "Are you me?" And the figure said, "Yes." And then we laughed.
So, and you wept when you found out all this was going to be over.
Yes. I had grown so accustomed to it. And
to confronting a voice after 60 days of haunting, yes, laughing exactly about it, and yes, starting the whole thing over again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And of course, I loved wearing a mask. I wore it at home.
Did you put one on Connie?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it helped keep his jaw in place, which was good. So I left it on him. I mean, he doesn't breathe, so it doesn't matter. He can wear a mask, not wear a mask. He did get COVID, though.
I'm just...
I had to take him to the hospital. The doctor said, "This is the damnedest thing we've ever seen. This ventriloquist dummy is riddled with the coronavirus." Eventually I took him back, and they said he seems fine now. So that's a relief.
And it's a relief you didn't catch it, because I know how close you guys are.
I never caught it. Isn't that funny? I never caught it, and he had it bad.
I've just never heard of something like that.
Nor had I.
Wow, Bernd. Well, listen.
I mean, I think I took him to the hospital. I have a memory of doing that.
Or was it your voice that took him to the hospital?
No, it was me.
And then did you guys laugh about it?
Well, we did laugh about it after I took him back from the hospital. But when I think about it now, the hospital was in the sky. So it might... that might not have been a real thing that happened.
Oh, Bernd, I didn't want to say this. I was afraid this is what you were going to say when I asked you what you did during your days.
Exactly?
I'm scarily accurate. But I just would love for you to take up a hobby that involves hanging out with other people, maybe getting a pet, something that pulls you out into the world, because what I'm hearing... it makes me a little sad.
You know, the pet thing I've thought about so much, but because of the show, I've had second thoughts about it so much, because we read so many posts about lost or missing pets, and I thought I couldn't bear it if I had a pet and it got lost or missing.
What was the last
missing?
Well, speaking of post, Bernd, I have one that I just thought was, it's real blunt.
Oh, great. For new listeners, what we do is we collect posts, social networking posts from the NeighborHap, neighborhood social networking site, and we read them aloud.
That is correct. And, you know, sometimes the ones that mostly interest me are the ones when people, you know, it says like something's for sale or something's for free, but it's just, it's really just someone trying to get rid of their, of their shit. And, you know, I have trash and I don't want to make a phone call
for someone to come pick it up.
I hadn't seen this nearly as much as during, obviously, this pandemic, because boy, oh boy, when I would take Escrow, that's my dog, for a walk, the things that we would see on the side of the road, I mean, you know.
Well, not Escrow, because she is quite blind.
Escrow's very blind. Yes. But I still make her very, very good gourmet dishes. She loves. I made her a budino just last night.
A butterscotch?
I did. because I just figure she might as well eat well. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely. If it's good enough for a cat on the Fancy Feast commercial, why can't Escrow eat out of a crystal goblet?
Why not? Indeed. And so, but the things that I saw on the side of the road. Now, I know, I guess you didn't leave your apartment at all, except for to take Connie to the hospital.
I think three times.
I'm curious. Did you go to the pediatric ward or to the regular?
That's
just
a good
wondering
question.
Where they would direct you.
That's a good question because I didn't
because
know for sure.
No doubt the nonplussed medical expert or secretary who saw you would have no idea what to do. And I'm just curious as to
you know
where.
What's funny? The hospital secretary seemed to be expecting me.
I don't know. Luckily, I haven't been in a year. I don't think hospitals have secretaries. I didn't mean that came out wrong. But anyhow, I couldn't figure out the word because I haven't talked much. I'm telling you, exactly. It's like just me and Doug, and we end up just quoting old movies all day. We don't even talk in normal conversation anymore.
What are some of your favorite old movies that you quote together?
Oh, gosh. I just love... Doug's laughing. I make him do Top Gun all the time.
Oh, let's hear some Top Gun, Doug.
Maverick. Play it again.
See, he likes to play the Kelly. He likes to play the Kelly McGillis role.
That's right. Who can forget her famous quote, "Maverick, play it again."
Her famous quote, "Maverick, play it again." It was cut from the last scene when the jukebox is playing.
And now, Joan, what movie will you quote to Doug?
Oh well, I mean, listen, I love quoting. Tootsie, I quote Tootsie all the time. You know, I love to sort of hide in the closet like Terry Garn, pretend that I'm trapped.
Right.
And then just say, I have to remember that next time in a scene where I'm trapped. She makes me laugh so hard when she says that. Or when she screams about the chocolates that aren't for her and gets all mad and she says, I read the Cinderella Complex. I'm responsible for my own orgasm. And it's fantastic. I don't even know if I'm getting that right, but I just remember her saying, I'm responsible for my own orgasm. And I agree with her.
That was a movie quote. I see.
Oh, no, Doug. Did you think that was me talking to you as your wife? That explains a lot that night.
This brings up something. How do you preface these quotes? Do you just say them out of nowhere? Or do you say, here comes a famous movie quote?
I'm now realizing my mistake. I just like to make an entrance with them. I thought it was just so very clear because we love all the same movies.
Yes.
But I guess I should have made it more clear. But anyways, what I'm saying is when I'm out walking with Escrow, we see all sorts of things on the street. And this past year, just absolutely insane. You see a car seat, fine. Mm. You know, you see a bookcase, fine. Mm. Right. And you see like a whole entire set of sterling silver. And it's like, what?
Wow.
And is it I think it's because people just want to unload, you know, but you see.
Well, also people could be dead.
That's true, too. But books upon books. I mean, it was like a flea market was happening in our neighborhood all the time. And so most of the time it was just for free. I guess that's what I'm saying. Stuff that you normally expect someone to ask you money for. Nope, it was just out. They were just
absolutely.
Like, take it.
I observed that, too, from my window. You know, I would look down and I would see everyone scurrying around like little ants and putting the things outside.
Burnt, are you okay?
Yes.
You went to that dark low place for a minute.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not aware when that happens. So thank you for pointing it out.
That's okay.
It's good to keep a record of these things.
So I'm just looking after you. I'm looking after your
I appreciate
well-being.
The pharmacist, heal thyself.
Exactly. That's a true what's the word? Missive? Is that the word?
I don't think so.
Like, what's something you would crochet?
A missive
on a pillow?
Is a letter.
Is that right?
Yes.
I think it was the other thing.
Could it be an idiom or a
okay,
maxim?
That's right.
Maxim.
I think that's what I was looking
maxim.
For. Maxim.
Do they still make that Maxim magazine with
Doug,
the sexy ladies?
Doug saved every single one. We actually have a Maxim room, and I said absolutely not.
A room!
Yes, but I'm not happy with it. And it's just got Maxims all over the floor and one single damp towel. No, here's why. Let me explain. I thought that was going to be clearer.
I didn't think we'd talk about this.
No, let me explain.
Dying to hear the explanation.
Not what you think.
It's not.
Dying to hear what
it's
it actually
not.
Is.
Because as you know, it was a joke. It was a joke. Let me explain the joke. Because as you know, Doug and I met in college. Only man
That's
I've
right.
ever loved.
That's right.
And aside from the other 10 on our cheat list that you and I have discussed, yours
That's
are
right.
mostly video games.
Yes, exactly.
Yours are mostly video game characters.
Sadie
Eon
Adler.
Flux, I believe.
Revenge. Oh, no, from Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's right.
Sadie Adler, the revenge-crazed killer.
So when he lived with a bunch of college kids, all that I ever remember from a college guy's apartment is a bathroom that had a bunch of Maxims in them. And if you had to take a shower in there, all you did was you get out, and there was not even a bath mat. So you had to step on one of the Maxims and grab what was a damp towel hanging in there, because it was never a dry towel, God forbid. And there was never any toilet paper, and there was never a bath mat. So he did this Maxim room. I'm like, well, fine. What if you do that, I'm going to hang a damp towel in there as a little homage, if you will.
Oh,
hopefully
I see,
that's
I see.
The word.
Right.
As a little missive to what it was like. So I'm very sorry. I realized that sounded wildly inappropriate. And it was just a little in joke that I remember I have to explain in jokes to our audience because I forget that that's
right,
not something
right.
everybody knows.
But Doug, you do go in there to masturbate. Is that correct?
It's spacious. You can breathe out.
The number one masturbation complaint. All right, Joan, I believe you said you had a post from the neighbor have to share with us?
I do. This is from Barb.
And, Barb.
Yep, Barb.
Stranger Things. She's lost in the upside down.
And she's still managing to post on the neighbor app. Now, it has a picture of just a rock. It says free garden boulder. It says free to... 2-foot diameter boulder for your garden. You remove. And that just makes me laugh. I mean, even just the way it's phrased, not even could you please remove.
Right.
Not even. It's just. And that's the kind of, I feel like this sums up the whole year. It's like she just put everything here in this. She put everything on the line, her baggage, whatever's going on in that house. And she was like, I don't want this anymore. You
yes.
come take it. And I imagine it was probably your husband, whose name is probably, I don't know, Bill, something like that. Barb and Bill. Doesn't that sound right?
Absolutely, it does.
And she's probably like, why did he ever buy this bolt? He just moves it around the backyard, never does anything with it, keeps talking about all the plans he's going to do with this boulder, you know, his midlife crisis boulder, as you know.
Yes, a lot of men do
this. The typical midlife crisis boulder. Mm-hmm. And then didn't do anything. And she was like, probably about like mid-December last year, was like, I've had it.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting this up. But also, I don't want to have to do any work to get rid of it.
Right.
I just want someone to
remove.
Come and get it.
Yes.
You remove. So I don't know if anyone removed this boulder, but hey, if anyone really needs one, then I guess Barb, you just go to her house. Don't even knock on the door. Don't even bother her. Because clearly
it's free, right?
She's
it's
going
free.
Through her own stuff. It is free. It mm-hmm. is free.
This reminds me of like a how Stella got her groove back, where this is Barb's equivalent of setting a car on fire, where she's saying, I'm going to, you come and remove this boulder that Bill, who sickens me, has placed in my life.
That is a fabulous reference, Bert. And yes, it feels very, it feels right. Like that is, that's exactly right. I think it's like a moment we're witnessing, you know, one of those moments that people had during this year, putting that boulder on the side of the road. She put more on the side of the road that day. You know what I mean?
That's right. And speaking of putting things on the side of the road, we have to put a break into our show right now.
We sure do.
And we'll be back with a special guest.
We sure will.
This is Jennifer. Pig's out again. This pig has gotten out before and it's out again. Just seen near Chester A. Arthur and Cedar. Headed up the hill on Cedar. Come get your pig!
And welcome back to The Neighborhood. Listen, we have a special guest here at the Kitchen Island.
We do. We are back in person recording, just in case anyone was wondering.
Yes. Because we're definitely not on Zoom, as you can tell.
We're definitely not on Zoom.
This is just the normal sort of when people are looking right at each other and talk at the same time. Okay, so here is the post. We have a special guest here, and here is the post that this person has posted on NeighborHap. The title is Meaning or Bad Luck. This comes to us from Alessia. Hi, guys. I am trying to get meaning of what's happening to me. I feel like I am getting a string of bad luck, or like someone put a toenail hex slash curse on me, if that's a thing. I have never, ever had a problem or accident that involved my toenails. Within 1 month, I had the first accident that involved my big toenail get ripped off completely. And now this morning, I went to Holiday gas station. And my toy got caught under the door and ripped off two more toenails. That's three toenail accidents within a month. By the time summer ends, I am not going to have no toenails. I am in so much pain. What the hell is going on with me? And here to discuss her toe troubles is Alessia. Alessia, welcome to The Neighborhood. Listen.
Thank you. You want me to come over here by you guys?
Yes, don't stand in the doorway.
Yes, please. That would be great. You comfortable to come inside? We did ask everyone prior if they were comfortable and
no,
have
it's not that. It's just my feet. It hurts to walk, so.
Oh, okay.
Sweetheart.
Okay, I'll jump over.
Do you want me to I can come pick you up?
Bert is very strong even though his calves are depleted.
I'm limping.
Here she is.
Okay.
Alessia, welcome to the show.
Hey,
and first of all, we would both like to say how sorry we are for your toe troubles.
I know.
It's been a really tough time for my toy.
Right. I did want to ask about that. There's a lot of, I mean, I figured it was just a typo, but never assume, right? So mm-hmm. is
never
it
assume.
Because maybe I thought, oh, toy nail. Does that mean like an acrylic or I don't know what the kids call it these days.
No, it's the nail that it's like the nail that's on my toy, Beanie Baby, that keeps getting ripped off.
Wait. Oh.
It's like really an expensive toy. And I feel like somebody put a hex on it because honestly, like, I don't understand the meaning of like what happens when you have a really expensive toy. I mean, I paid upwards of $75,000.
This
Beanie Baby on eBay. And it was an OBO, so it said 80 OBO, and I got $5,000 off, which I feel like is good. But then, like, it feels like there's a hex on me because my Beanie Baby, snails keep getting ripped off from just normal everyday activities. And also, I have my toes hurt on my own body.
Okay, I have a few questions.
Oh, me too. Go ahead, Bert.
You've spent so much money on this Beanie Baby. Mm. And why are you carrying it around with you? I would think that you would buy it as a collecting.
It's like so, right. Oh my God. Like it's like a Birkin.
Could I ask what animal it is? Or what, I know they're not always animals, but what is the?
Yeah, sometimes it's like Princess Diana.
Yeah, mine is of Michael Richards.
What? Oh, Michael, really?
Yeah.
$75,000.
It's rare. It's,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it was like a collab.
Oh,
with like some Japanese
between who and who? Okay.
I don't know. I should know because I spent
$75,000. I would think you would. Yes,
is
you would.
Is this the only Beanie Baby you own?
Yeah, I am.
Forgive me. What an odd choice.
No, I have some from my I have one from my my aunt that's green, and it's a bear.
Your aunt is green.
No. The bear is green. That. My aunt is like okay. She's kind of tan right now, actually. And
as of this recording.
And yeah, and I have a turtle.
You have a turtle Beanie Baby. You
and
have
a green bear. Yeah,
a green bear, and you have Michael Richards?
Yeah, and I have the Michael Richards Beanie Baby.
When was this made? Because I feel like the Beanie Baby fad ended right. before Seinfeld even aired.
Right. Well, they were concurrent for just a really short period of time. Mm. And
how short of a period would you say?
It's like I would say like 2 weeks, and that's why it's so wow. crazy.
So Seinfeld had aired twice.
A Kramer doll.
And yeah. they instantly... Even though it was in danger of being canceled, its first season, after the second airing of Seinfeld, this is yeah. one episode after the pilot, the Beanie Baby people said, we have to get in on this. We got to get in on it.
And that's so this seems like an important distinction. Forgive me. Was it billed as a Kramer doll or specifically a Michael Richards doll?
I guess it's like a Kramer doll, I guess. But it doesn't like have any Kramer, like it doesn't say Kramer in the tag or anything. Yeah,
this is the thing with these Beanie Babies, because there is famously a Princess Diana Beanie Baby that it doesn't look like Princess Diana. It just looks like a hippo or something, like a purple. Oh. It's some purple creature. Yeah. And then for some reason, that's the, yes, I swear to God, this is true. For some reason, that is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Wow.
And so the Michael Richards one is sort of like a lemur.
So it's got animal qualities.
Yeah. Yeah, but the tag just says Michael Richards.
So you're saying you carry it everywhere you go? Why was that again?
It's $75,000.
You're more afraid that someone's going to break into your apartment, see that doll, skip everything else that might be there, take it, as opposed to carrying it around where it could get lost, it could fall.
Its toes could get ripped off.
Its toy toes could get ripped off.
It's toys.
It's and toy nails.
Ow, my toy. Sorry. It's this thing where if I have this other thing with it where it's like a voodoo type thing where it's like the doll gets hurt and I get hurt. You know how like when your phone is low on batteries?
Yeah.
Batteries? Sure. Yeah.
You feel like you're low on energy. Do you know what I mean? It's like that, but with my toy, it gets hurt and I get hurt. So I keep it with me after I discovered that I have this sort of empathy sharing thing with it.
Right. It's like a Corsican Brothers sort of thing.
Yeah. So I'd rather have it with me than anywhere just at home where like one of my roommates could like stab it.
How many roommates do you have?
Yep. sorry?
Bert and I say it. We share a brain even after all this time.
Yes. Joan was saying like, good, that is the question that we needed to ask next.
Correct. I would say 2.5.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, my roommates are a couple.
Is one of them that little religious boy from 2.5 Men?
No, one of them. No, they're a couple that I live with. And then they have a marionette doll.
Well, now, wait a minute. Bernd, so do you.
I have a ventriloquist figure. I do not have a marionette.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's different.
Correct.
It's really weird that you said
that. Well, I'm not sure it's different if we're going to talk about the oddity in and of itself.
So they're a couple and they have this like fun relationship where like I come home at night and we all hang out and then we have some wine together and then the marionette doll comes out and then they start making out, the couple, and then the marionette doll kind of comes over to me and like puts its little wooden hand on my thigh and, you know, just whatever happens.
I'm going to stop you there for many reasons. Yeah. Who's operating the marionette doll?
That was my question.
I think it's the couple.
I'm sorry. Why do you only think and not know?
I mean, we've had a lot of wine, girl. Hello.
Listen, I understand.
Rosé all day, and then I come home to this. You know?
I'm your girl for that, but I can't say that I've
that
ever
is true. That is true. Joan does consume a massive amount of wine.
Well,
you have a wine cave, right?
I do.
Fan of the show.
We think. Oh, longtime listener, first time guest. That's so great. So, Bernd, you know what? Bernd, take the wheel. I'm a little turned around.
Just like your bumper
She's
sticker.
She's turned.
She is turned. Let me ask you this, Alessia. When you get into this wine state, you can retain some details. For instance, you retain that you can see the couple making out and you can see the marionette coming over to you and putting its hand on your thigh.
It
can you not Can you not look up slightly to see who is holding those crossed sticks with the strings?
I can, but it's like that would ruin the magic.
So you like that this happens?
No, well, then I guess, it's not that I like it. It's just like I like, I feel like if I found out who it was operating it, it would bother me more.
Mm. Okay, I'm so sorry, Leslie, but here come the mom questions, okay? All right.
Oh, how old are you? The momster.
Well, listen, I cannot listen. I got a daughter. She's reminding me of my daughter, and I feel like maybe someone's not looking out for this girl.
She's reminding you of Jalopy?
Her voice.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, I see. And, I thought maybe there was some news about Jalopy I hadn't heard.
No. It's just a mom thing. Tell me what your age is, honey, and then tell me where you're. Let's go with your age first.
Okay, I'm 49.
Okay, so I was wrong. Yeah.
42. Wow. 49.
Well, I mean,
obviously,
I would say
I had a birthday in the quarantine that was like, I can't go off, you know?
Certainly not. You, you look very good for your age.
You look terrific.
It's retinol.
That's it. Just that.
Mm-hmm. So much retinol. My uncle owns a retinol company, and so I get it for free.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do. I sell, just stuff I find from next door. I sell it on eBay.
You should try NeighborHub sometime because there's a lot of listings there.
Right. I heard about that from your guys' show.
Yeah.
And mostly I sell like clothes and, you know, stuff like that. I'll go to the Goodwill or whatever. And I'll like go and I sell on eBay and like Depop.
What's Depop?
You got to educate us. I would say this because she's so young, but she's 49.
Yeah. But I like Depop is for like any age.
Oh, I didn't mean to imply it wasn't. I just simply don't know what it is.
Yes, what is it?
It's an app, and you can't actually even use it on a regular computer, like a grandpa computer. You have to use it on the app on your phone. And it's sort of like just like vintage resale clothes. Mm. So like a lot of this stuff right now is like Y2K. And so I just like sell that stuff.
Like I'll t-shirts talking about the crash that everyone
like that's sort of referring to like early 2000s type styles clothing.
Oh, that's just when it's okay. And what would you classify as early 2000s style?
I wonder about this all the time. So, what is it?
Like Britney Spears' Toxic.
Okay.
Album is when that was.
Oh. Sure. And was everyone dressing like her?
Not yet, but they will be.
Oh.
Do you remember in the late 90s when the people had those tiny backpacks?
I do because I'm 49. So I was a lot of the stuff I've already sold during the pandemic is my own stuff.
Right.
And I've made so much money selling my stuff from when I was in my late 20s, just on Depop and stuff. And like, it's crazy. These kids are like so into it.
Can I mean, you've made enough money to buy this extremely expensive Michael Richards Beanie Baby. Can I ask you if it's not, if this is not a rude question, how much do you make a month?
I'm pulling down, honestly, like $30,000.
$30,000
somehow
a month.
I thought she was not going to have a problem at all with you asking that question, and I was correct.
It's sort of like that plus just sort of doing like camming.
You mean like Cameo or like just straight up? Well,
like an OnlyFans.
What I think it is. Okay,
right,
sure.
Fans,
yeah,
right.
God, Jalopy tried to do that.
Here's my question. Oh, wow, really?
Yes, no, listen, it's been a she was inside.
Oh, no, Doug didn't know about this. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, I tried to
I'll
keep
just
it
go
from him.
On
I'm
OnlyFans.
Sorry, honey, we'll talk about it later.
Jalopy,
she's not doing it.
Talk to me because, like,
a lot of people
think it's sex stuff, and honestly, it's not. It's just, like, me, like, basically what'll happen is, like, I'll just start, like, you know, I'll do like a makeup tutorial or whatever. And then like the marionette will join me and we'll just talk. And people really love that.
Okay, again, now you are not drinking at that moment. So who's operating the marionette in that moment?
It's the guy. In the couple, it's the guy.
Okay. So do you, extrapolating from there, do you think that... is that how I pronounced it?
Well, you're like a pirate.
I didn't mean to. Sometimes my things just get away from me. Sure. I don't know. Sometimes I forget how words end. So extrapolating from there, is it safe to say that it's the guy operating the marionette during your wine state?
Yeah, I guess so. If I'm like going to be really honest with me and myself and you guys about it, that's probably what's happening. But like, kind of takes away the magic, to be honest.
Why do you not choose to live on your own? Clearly you can afford to.
I didn't start. I started. That's kind of like a gotcha.
I'm not trying to do that. It was just
no,
honestly,
girl. You
I
do you. You
I can't
do
turn
you.
My mom brain off, and I just keep on wanting to take care of you because I feel like the situation you're
no,
in
you're
is
serving
what I think
me
is
Barbara Walters right now, and I'm here for it.
Well, thanks. I hope not. I hope not because I sound like her.
No. Well, I didn't start making. I started making all this amazing money in the during the pandemic when I realized that all my old stuff from my late 20s would be so valuable. So eBay, Depop, Real, like all this stuff. I just sold all of my clothes and everything that I owned from that time period. And I mean Beanie Babies. I only have the turtle left and the bear, but I had sold Beanie Babies before and people are selling them for $75,000. I mean, that's how much
I
bought
you
this
paid,
one
yes,
for.
Exactly. You paid.
I'm not selling mine for that, but I bought this one for that because I sort of like to support small business.
Okay, well, does explain you selling all your clothes. Cause I was wondering, I was surprised to see you show up in a full length trench coat.
This is from ASOS.
All right. Now, getting away from the Beanie Babies for just a second, you also are having problems with your actual real toenails.
Right. So it's like a voodoo type thing. And that's kind of the other reason I spent this much money on the doll is that it said it had magical powers. And it was in those posts you see where it's like, dare you not to find out what this is, and you're like, I'm not going to look, And
dare
then you're
you
like,
not
I'm,
to find out what this
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Magical powers. Don't mess with this if you're not in totally trained in the dark arts. Mm. And I was like, oh, fuck. I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I just got it. And this little lemur, Michael Richards, came. And it was I first noticed when I accidentally sat on it and I felt crushed.
You mean emotionally?
No, it was I sat on his leg and my leg was and I'm
as
like, oh my God, we bonded.
Right.
Okay. So
we're
can
bonded.
I just throw this out there? Okay. You're bonded. But so then are you?
And I used to be 20 before I got this doll. I was 22.
Okay. Now that's, wait a minute.
How long ago did you get the doll?
In the beginning, we're midway through the pandemic.
Okay, so you aged more than 20 years.
Yeah, when I got the doll, because it's a Michael Richards doll.
No,
yeah,
I know
and
that.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that. That's just bad energy all around having that.
Right, but it's
so are you afraid
energy,
that if you...
Though?
But I would say, honey, you got to try some other kinds of energies.
But goodness.
It's like the old Hollywood missive, no energy is bad energy. There's no such thing as bad energy.
Haven't heard of that.
Are you afraid that if you try to get rid of him, then what? If you try to destroy him, that you'll somehow be destroyed? Is that the problem here? Because if you want my honest opinion, which you did not ask for, but you are on my podcast,
I'm
and
on
I
your
am
podcast,
concerned
girl.
About you, I would get rid of that doll. You have enough money.
Tried.
I know it was
tried.
A financial
oh,
loss.
Oh, you tried? You tried to get rid of
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
now
happened?
We're getting to it.
I put it on.
Now we're getting to it.
Yeah, I put it on all the apps. And so first thing I would do is I would try to resell it because obviously I want to get my investment back,
Yes, obviously.
I would describe the magical powers, no hits. nobody wanted these magical powers. So then I lied about it and I was at a certain point I was
Can
like,
I just stop
trying
you
to get
for just
half,
one second? I feel as if you had just said Michael Richards doll, you also would have gotten no responses. At least I would hope.
Okay.
I don't even think it's the magic.
That feels
trick,
like a dig, but I won't take it that way because
not,
honestly, we're.
I've never been accused of digs and gotchas, but I guess it's a new year. My goodness. Maybe I should be a journalist, Bert.
You woke up
digs
and chose
and
violence, and that's how it is. So what? The thing is that nobody wanted it regardless. So then I tried to give away for free. Mm. No hits.
Mm.
Not even on Nextdoor or on
Neighbor App.
Neighbor App, which I posted on both. Posted on both. I've been watching Mayor of Easttown. Anyway, so then I tried to burn it like in Babadook, and it just like came back.
Oh, like Babadook.
Also, it hurt when I burn it. So obviously I'm like, ah, you know.
Oh, dear. But what's interesting, though, is that up until then, this time, clearly this is a cursed situation. But
it is
only going after your toenails, which I do find interesting. No other part of your body or aspect of your life.
Right. So
I just want to make sure I got that right.
It's like anything that happens to it. But like, I just think that the nails of the like little lemur claws aren't sewed on good enough. So like, because that's the case, I take it with me to protect it from harm.
No, we got that.
And like, that is the thing that goes first, is like the nails just like fall off or whatever. Right, okay. And it's killing me.
How are you carrying the thing around? Are you, is it just in your hand?
Sometimes it's in my bag. Sometimes it's under my arm like this. Like, I should get one of those baby papooses for it. But like, I'm
don't
still
know
trying
that that's
to fuck,
the solution,
you know?
Here.
It's also probably too late.
Alessia, let me just point something out. Mm-hmm. As I look at this post.
What was that, Doug?
A papoosa?
No, not a papoosa.
No, like one of those Bjorns.
El Salvadorian delicacy?
No.
Oh,
no,
boy.
Doug,
nope.
No.
Nope.
You've been told twice now.
Are you fiddling with the cash register again? He loves to play with all the fake money in there. We shouldn't have had you in the cigar shop because I think you're getting...
Oh, it's not even real money. You're nope. In the cigar shop.
No, because why? I mean, you know, that's part of the fun.
So do you plan to get more cigars, or is it just going to be the one?
It's up to Doug.
If I can sell this one, I should be able to afford a bunch of them.
So you're the buyer too. You should go to CigarCon in Vegas.
Oh boy. Listen. Ooh.
There's a Cigar Town?
No,
CigarCon.
Doug. CigarCon. Honestly.
I mean,
oh,
you
Cigar
go to Cigar
Town.
Con
Jim
one
Belushi's
time and
the
you
mayor.
Can become,
Joe Pantoliano is there.
Forget
all the
it,
best
Joe.
People.
It's Cigar
Elon
Town.
Musk, Piers Morgan.
And like, people just disappear in a cloud of smoke and you say, forget it, it's Cigar Town.
That's right.
I just really wanted that joke to hit.
You did it.
George Burns.
Okay, Doug.
Let me just point something out. This post was 4 days ago.
Right.
There have been no comments.
Okay, so listen.
I want to know, what did you expect anyone to say or offer after this post? You came onto this app. You posted this. You were looking for something. It says, what the hell is going on with me? So I don't know if you want our suggestions, but right. I'm just looking for what it is you want from us.
Well, okay, so it is a string of bad luck. It's a hex. It's a curse, right?
Clearly.
And it's sort of like, I didn't want to mention the doll, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, people get weird about dolls. And
well,
obviously,
probably
boy, isn't that the
specifically
truth.
That
thank
one.
Thank you, right? On God. High five, because we're in person.
That's
high
right.
High five.
Did it.
That was my hand hitting your hand.
Oops. Sorry. I'm going to high five. I meant to high five Burns.
No, that's so okay.
High five.
Awesome. Way to go. Anyway, so I aged like 22 years and all this right. stuff. And now I'm like, I'm trying to just like, I don't know. I just want to, the reality is like, I wanted to see if I could get a shaman. And that you can't just ask people if they're a shaman. It's like not legal. So
not legal.
I don't think so.
Is like, it like a HIPAA thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right.
It's not PC either. So like you just have to kind of find people who can remove hexes and stuff. And so I'm just sort of like trying to seed it on my social media post to try to see if they'll come find me.
Right.
And also it'll manipulate the ads so that I get shaman based ads that are like,
oh, that's very clever.
Marketed to me.
That's very clever.
It's clever, but it's all I can do.
But so far, no shamans have contacted you.
Not that I know of, because at the same time, it's like, how would maybe they did.
And you're just not open to being contacted.
Yeah, I don't quite.
Maybe
it's
that like I mean,
I think she means in a spiritual way, right? You mean contacted
for.
You in a spiritual way. Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. Like in my dreams, but I didn't remember because I smoked too much pot. Okay. So that's the other thing I have to
I'm
going to
throw
out.
Something out there, Alessia. I think that a lot of your troubles are brought on by one, you're taking the Beanie Baby around with you in public and not really protecting it in any way.
Absolutely.
And number two, I think that you have poisoned yourself with alcohol and marijuana. And that might explain a lot of the feelings that you're having.
Well, I don't disagree.
Thank you.
But I also don't know if like you're like saying this stuff and I'm like, but also it's like, what, you know, what do I do different?
Right. Okay. Well, I have some suggestions. That you may take to, or you may not take to, but, I would say I would,
can I move at in least, here?
No, well, that's up to Joan. I think I know what she's going to say.
But you can absolutely speak for me, Bernd, on this one.
I don't think you can, dear. I thought
that's what you were going to suggest. And now I'm like mad.
Dear, I believe she's older than she, I mean, she's older than me.
Well, I mean, but
like technically.
She was 20 technically. I mean.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So then my senses were correct.
Yes, I think
initially.
So Alessia, I would say the two things you could do is move into your own place. And also, at least severely cut down on your alcohol and marijuana intake.
I have to concur.
So should I go to rehab?
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe it's going to be okay.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
Maybe not, but
wow, worth so a shot. We're divided.
Let's I'm saying it maybe not be. I said it may be not be a. It might not be a bad idea. Is what
it
that
may
means.
Be not be a bad idea.
Again, I haven't talked to people in so long, except for you know
me too.
Your family. Saying,
I just saying, you can be my wingman anytime. I mean, these are the things that I say around the house, not real actual things.
So maybe I should post a neighborhoody. Like, does anybody know a good? Rehab.
Does anyone know good rehab? Well, I think...
Sure, or you could Google it, because you'll find plenty of local places. I think there's a lovely rehab in Dignity Falls just right...
Yeah, I think it's at James Buchanan and Poplar is a rehab facility.
Canyon View, I think it is called.
Canyon View, yes.
Yes, Canyon View. Just do just go.
It overlooks that ditch.
With the pipes that put the chemicals in the ditch.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, are used to anyway. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks
so
for our new mayor.
I think start there. How about start there? And I wish you luck. I mean, I'm really sorry. I don't really feel like we helped, Bernd. I don't know.
You
but
know,
at least-
honestly, it's like you're not the people that you're not the first people to suggest that I stop using like PCP. Mm-hmm. But
that's an addition.
New wrinkle.
Oh, you didn't know that I also use PCP.
You hadn't mentioned it before, yeah.
I forget. but you're not the first people, but sometimes it's like you're the right people. And so you broke through. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely fantastic. And
because all this, all that I just told you today, it's like super masked, right? But it could be just me on PCP.
It very well could be.
Could be.
Wow. It very well could be hallucinations. Yes.
It feels like the one time I saw this bad improv show and the person that was doing like, they just like their justification for their behavior was like they're crazy on drugs at the end. And I was like, so embarrassing. Am I that guy? You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be embarrassed.
I don't think so. I think the seeds were sown all along the way. So I think you're covered.
I would go get help. And if you have that doll on you, please get it the hell out of my house.
Yeah.
Okay. It is on you.
Well, I'm sorry?
It is on you right now.
The doll's on me?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Well, he gets mad if you move.
Okay. Doug, I need you to come up from the cigar shop, please. And I think we should take a break, Bernd. And I think we should deal with this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Doug, turn that sign around to closed and
come
on.
Michael Richards. Michael Richards, closing come over up shop. Here.
All right, Alessia, thank you for joining us. And
Michael Richards, don't bite.
Oh, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lisa. I have a set of 8 wishing horses for sale for $40. It's exactly what it sounds like. They are 8 3-inch by 2-inch size white porcelain horses. It's $40 for the set of 8 horses, no flaws. And I also have horse cards, $1 each. You know, just horse cards. I have one card that has a horse that's white with wings on it. I have another card that has a picture of what looks like a black horse, a brown horse, and a brown and white horse, but it's a darker brown than the other brown horse. Oh, and the black horse has just a little bit of white on the forehead. I love when they have that. And then I have a third card here that is a brown horse with a white dot on his forehead. Daytime pickup only. Do not come near me at night. And just for $40, these horses will make all your wishes come true.
And we are back. Well, that was harrowing, Joan.
Yeah, it's she's gone. And it's gone.
I pay the devil to replace her. Remember? Hall & Oates?
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that one.
I never thought about this until now. He's not paying the devil to bring her back. He's paying the devil to replace her. So he just wants completely new model to fill the space left by the woman that left him.
Doug, I feel like you could chime in on Hall & Oates. What's your favorite Hall & Oates tune?
Baby, Come Back. Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Baby, Come Back.
I don't believe that is a Hall & Oates.
Is it not?
I don't believe
She's
so.
Gone.
Yeah, that's the one I was just talking about.
Doug is absolutely out.
So I can't pick the same one?
He is out to lunch today.
No, of course. I mean, you're certainly, of course, you could have the same favorite. I just thought, what I thought you were doing was saying they were the same song, as if the song switches from the
You denied my first choice. I went
third
to the
person
second
one. to the second person. All right.
I like Private Eyes. No one asked me, but
good hand claps in that one.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
It's a fun song.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really funny. She mentioned Bear Beast Town. I have to say, I don't know if you're watching that show. Oh, that's right. You don't even have a TV, do you? Friend?
I don't have a television. No, I don't currently have a television. I've had televisions in the past. I don't currently have one.
Uh-huh. Do you have a laptop? How do I not know this?
I have an iMac that has served me for many years.
You mean like the jewel tone one?
Absolutely.
What color is it?
It's the blue aqua.
Oh, the blue.
And it is still kicking. I don't know how it's still hanging in there. I can't do a lot on it, but
sure.
And I'm still on dial up, as you know. but it's there when I need it.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, I haven't been over there in a little bit. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to check out what's going on. I bet you it needs some cleaning. Yep. I bet you it needs some refurbishing. And I hope you'll accept me and let me come over there and kind of do some spring cleaning, if you will.
Joan, you're welcome anytime. I don't want to put you to work, but if you want to assess the situation and tell me what to do,
I'd love to do. I basically remodeled my whole house this year. It's what I do. Anyway, the other thing I've been doing is, she said Mayor of Easttown. Well, it's a fantastic show. It's Kate Winslet. She's amazing. And oh, gosh, everyone just looks so cold and dirty. And
it's based on a fake story. Is that correct?
I don't know. I sure hope so, because it's real disturbing.
Yeah, I believe it's a novel and somebody just decided to put all these disturbing things in there.
But probably, yes. But you know, I think you might have known this, but I dipped my toe into the TikTok world a little bit. And I've had...
You dipped a toe into the TikTok world!
I had to give in. Because you know what? There is a lot of musical theater stuff on there.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a whole world. People are turning every show into a musical. Mm. So I'm working on Mayor of Easttown, the musical.
This is great news. And so this is... You're going to workshop this in TikTok, and then you're going to bring it to the stage here in Dignity Falls?
Correct. And I also just like to... I'm having Doug lay down some of the tracks, because you know how you could just send it out there and people will sing to them. I tried it with The Undoing, and I got a lot of hits on my song Cry Without Moving. that was based on Nicole Kidman's character. So it's the whole vibe, and it's a real sort of dark, sort of haunting track. And I just got a lot of response, and I just thought, well, now this is a kick in the pants, is what this is in a good way. This is what my mom used to say. That means it means fun.
It's a kick positive in the pants. Kick in the
it's a positive
pants.
Kick in the pants.
Yes.
And so it's just funny that she mentioned that, because I'm busy. I wouldn't keep watching it except for just thinking, oh, that's a song. Oh, sure. There's a song. That's a song.
Well, can you give us just a little taste of it? Is there anything you have prepared? Or?
Well, I guess Doug dragged his drums into the cigar shop.
This is maybe my favorite tempo.
This is the track.
I do think it needs to be a bit. I think the tempo needs to be a bit brighter, but we have been disagreeing.
Brighter?
Correct.
That's not a tempo term.
Oh, okay, Doug.
Do you mean faster, dear?
Oh, wow. It's a musical theater tempo term, I will have you know.
I'm used to colors being brighter.
It's like it's like whiplash in here all of a sudden.
This is just, now that's, can we split the difference, Doug? Okay, now see, this is, because see, I said that she's always driving in her car, that, right?
This so is like slower than the original one, I think.
I wasn't going to say it. I thought it was just me. You know, she's always driving in her car. Mara's just, she's constantly driving in this big car, and she's vaping, and it's like she's just trying to figure out how to connect the dots. So I just figured it's this sort of thing. But, you know, I want to incorporate the accent, you know, like Alessia was doing, like, I don't know where to go. I don't know. I don't know why he's insisting on the... what is that, Doug?
Oh, don't mind me. I was just... I thought we were kind of give and take, you know.
Okay, okay.
Musical.
Maybe this was a bad idea. Perhaps we should.
We'll have it together for you next time.
How about next time? Yes, next week. Next week we'll try. I feel like things are getting a little heated across two rooms.
Oh, he's going all the way underground. Yeah. Honey, thank you. But babe, we're going to stop for now. Because
I beg of you to stop that. Okay. Okay, Doug. Okay. Okay. All right. We have time
help
for.
Himself.
I tripped.
We have time for
almost
just one
nothing
more,
now after just that.
Just one more post. And of course, it involves animals, as our posts often do.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is from Franz, and Franz writes, crows! OMG. Is anyone else having to listen to crows cawing all day? They are taking dates from my palm tree over to my roof and then jumping around on it and triumphing verbally or taunting each other with their seeming animosity, and it's driving me crazy. There has never been a year even close to this intensity of crowness. What is happening? This is as bad as helicopters. Edit. Thanks to the crow and raven lovers in this thread, I have changed my attitude and intend to rejoice in my avian neighbors, even when they are noisily hopping on my roof directly over my head. I cannot promise great success, but I shall try. Knowing they are so family-oriented helps.
Wow, what a journey that post was. Oh,
can you believe it?
I had so many things to say at the beginning, and I have almost none of them to say at the end.
He's... that in itself was a journey. This Franz is sort of like the Grinch of crows.
Indeed. And, you know, I'm just thinking, because as you were talking, I said, well, what a way to sum up this incredibly tragic year as the worst thing happening being crows that were on his roof. And I can only imagine in the comments, someone pointed that out to him and said, if that is the worst thing you're dealing with this year, change your attitude, sir.
Yeah. Maybe,
and it
maybe.
Sounds like he did.
Absolutely. His heart grew three sizes.
The one question that remains is, I didn't know palm trees grew dates.
That's a very good point.
He said that takes dates from my palm tree. Am I crazy? Is this where dates come from?
Do you think this Franz is storing his dates in the palm trees? Because he thought maybe raccoons will take them. And then he didn't think about those crows.
He's got many more problems than if that's what he's doing. Why is that the place where you'd store your dates?
Exactly. This Franz sounds like an idiot. All right. I think we have to wrap it up. Again, if you'd like to share your own NeighborHap posts with us, please write to us as yourself and address it to burntandjoan@gmail.com.
And you can follow me on TikTok at Joan Teeny.
Is that... Just a reminder, when you're following Joan, she is new to TikTok, and so I would urge people to be gentle. I know that TikTok is thought of as a young person's it's a Gen Z platform.
Careful.
I know because a lot of times the Gen Xers get in there and they reply to the Gen Zs with their clapback videos. So
I'm not interested. I'm only interested in having fun.
Oh, where somebody is holding up something that a green screen is making invisible.
Well, it's so good to see you again, Bert, and it's so good to be doing this. And I'm going to come over to your apartment soon, and I'm going to take a couple hefty bags, and we're going to clear out some stuff.
Yes, it is wonderful to be back indoors with another human being and not just listening to the voice that is me. Thank you. It's great to be back on track. And here's to a great season of The Neighborhood Listen. And until then, I mean until next week.
Correct.
Sorry, I should have said, we'll be back next week and until then. I'm going to take that again. We'll be back next week and until then.
Goodbye.
And bye. The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug.
Our guest today was Alice Wetterland.
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.